I'm Olga Kramer with Montana News. Montana's congressional delegation is criticizing President Trump's order to impose tariffs on steel and aluminum imports, saying that the decision will harm the state's farmers and ranchers. In an audio statement, Republican Representative Greg Gianforte was blunt.
These tariffs are a bad idea because they could lead to Montana ag products being shut out of foreign markets.
Democratic Senator John Tester's statement described this decision as, quote, instigating a trade war. Republican Senator Steve Daines pledged in a press release to support Trump's, quote, efforts to make better trade deals for the American worker, end quote, but said that he remained worried about tariffs leading to higher costs for Montana farmers and ranchers. Michelle Erickson-Jones is the president of the Montana Grain Growers Association. She says farmers worry that U.S. trading partners will retaliate with their own levies on U.S. agricultural imports.
So when we put a tariff on something that seems totally unrelated, such as steel and aluminum, we fully expect that agriculture will be the first one to be retaliated against. Retaliation is really our big concern.
Erickson-Jones explained that the economic effect of tariffs isn't about immediate price fluctuations of agricultural products, but about their long-term outlooks.
When you're dealing with trade, a lot of the effects are very slow to be realized. There will likely not be any concrete movement in the market. But what it does establish is for decades is market share.
With 80% of Montana's wheat being exported, Erickson-Jones says the threat of losing international markets is serious. I'm Olga Kramer, Montana Public Radio.